Line.
Enjoy the show. It should be a good one. Todd Rundgren, the new lead singer of the New Cars, is the guest. They'll be talking about all kinds of stuff. Enjoy the show. Rock Line is brought to you by Car Toys on 92.3 KGO in Portland.
Live via satellite, it's Rock Line. The show where you interview the biggest stars in rock and roll. Rock Line is brought to you by 24 on Fox. Hi, I'm Bob Coburn in Los Angeles, and tonight, from New York City, we welcome the New Cars. To speak with the New Cars, call the toll-free Rock Line at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. One number toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. And now, let's welcome our guests. It's 17 years since the Cars last toured. Now for the new millennium, the New Cars have formed and will hit the highway May 12th. The CD, It's Alive, drops on May 9th, but we have it for you tonight as we welcome vocalist and guitarist Todd Rundgren. Hey, Todd, how are you?
How's it, Bob?
It's good, Todd. Good to have you on tonight. Elliot Easton, guitarist and vocalist, is there as well. Elliot, welcome to Rockline.
Good day.
Just what I was going to say, man. Greg Hawks, welcome back to Rockline. Good to have you again.
Thank you very much. Konnichiwa.
Ah, thank you. Well, arigato. We have Kazim Sultan there. Kazim, welcome back to you as well.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's been many years. And Prairie Prince, how you been, my friend?
Pretty good, Bob. Thanks.
Good to have all of you guys tonight. Somebody tell us how this lineup came together.
No.
Thanks for listening. Drive carefully.
Yeah, like, good night, everybody. Thank you.
I'll field this one, Elliot, here. We had began this process almost 2 years ago, and initially we had entertained thoughts of all four of the remaining existing members of the band being involved, and we tried to make that happen, and it eventually became apparent that Some of the former members weren't really comfortable with extensive touring anymore and just didn't really want to be involved. And Greg and myself did still want to do it. And so the obvious first question was, well, who will be the new front man? Because Rick didn't want to do this project. And we had a very short list, which Mr. Rundgren was at the top of. And I'd known Todd previously from working with him. I played guitar on a production of his for an artist named Jules Shear, who I wrote songs with as well for my solo record. And we had also played some shows with Utopia in the late 70s, early 80s. So I basically called Todd and explained the situation, and he was receptive to the idea. And so the next step was to actually play together. So we convened in Los Angeles, and we learned a few songs, and we played, and it sounded great, and it felt, more importantly, it felt right, and it felt good, and so we just, the rest of it was just sort of working out logistics.
Yeah, apparently you worked out
the rest was easy.
Yeah, the rest was easy, right?
Well, that's you don't want the worry details.
It sounds so simple.
it wasn't. It's been a long process. So,
and it isn't over yet.
No. June 6th, I guess, is the street date for this, actually, so I want to correct that. A lot of talent in this band. How long did it take you guys to realize that this was going to work? Did you know immediately?
Four songs, actually. I mean,
really? Wow.
Well,
we didn't have a rhythm section yet. We were working with what turned out to be a temporary rhythm section.
Yeah.
There was a possibility we were going to use one or another of the guys that we played with initially, but as it turned out, that didn't work out, and that left us the golden opportunity to call Prairie and Chasm, whom I've played with for a long time, and ironically enough, Elliot has played on Chasm's solo album. This is
With Hall and Oates.
And toured with Hall. It's just so incestuous.
It is.
You know, we're going to have the most ugly children you ever saw.
But as it should be.
And Chasm, as you know, has just a beautiful singing voice, and he's going to be singing some songs.
And a pert butt as well.
Oh, I'm not going there.
This is how ugly rumors start, you guys.
Hey, that's, you know, this is the promotional phase. You know, Inka Zinka,
anything goes. Yeah,
worship his butt. Okay,
polish it, buff it.
When did the new song surface? Was that just a natural extension of you guys playing together, or did you decide that maybe you should have some new stuff?
Well, almost nothing beyond that first rehearsal was natural. See, that's when other hands got involved. Other hands got into the, you know, other cooks got into the kitchen, and we more or less survived that process. You don't have a lot of opportunities to reintroduce a brand like the Cars, and so you're not going to get a second chance. If you don't do it right the first time, you know, that's no point in trying again. So, you know, a lot of this is getting your ducks in a row, and part of that was, you know, coming up with some recording material, even though we had never collaborated on anything before. And the issue wasn't so much, you know, the nature of our collaboration as the, you know, as the external vetting process, you know, trying to, you know, figure out what people were expecting, but at the same time, not just simply aping, you know, the old band. We right. have new vistas that we'd like to explore, and so for us, you know, it's any sort of issues or humps that we've had to get over haven't been as much internal as they have been the, you know, the circumstances that we have to work ourselves through just to get to our first show.
But, you know, just to sort of answer the question about the material, first of all it's worth noting that between where Greg lives and between where Todd lives is probably over 6,000 miles. Because Greg lives on the East Coast, Todd lives in Hawaii, and I live in Los Angeles, so I'm actually, believe it or not, centrally located.
You're geocentric.
And you can imagine the time delay when we play together.
Boy, it's
so hard to get locked.
Plus,
it's a heck of a commute. Yeah.
So we got together at my place and sort of played each other some ideas that we had. Todd had a song that he'd worked up, and Greg had something, and I had an idea for a song, and we just got together at my home little studio and played each other stuff, and just, you know, took it from there, and, you know, just put some elements. There was a part of a song Greg had that worked really well with something I was doing, and you know, really that song Not Tonight is, you know, really of all of the three new ones is a true collaborative effort, because we've all contributed something to that one. And
also, it was the one that we least expected would be the lead track.
Well, we didn't finish it till the end.
I know. It was the very last thing we did, in a way.
Well, it's going to be so often
it works like that.
It's going to be the very first thing that we play tonight, Not Tonight, a brand new song by the New Cars. A chance for you to talk with Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Chasm Sultan, and Prairie Prince, toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK, 1-800-344-7625. Not Tonight? Oh, yeah? Here it is.
I like the outfits.
brand new song by The New Cars. Our guests tonight on Rockline, Todd and Elliot and Greg and Chasm and Prairie, taking your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. The new CD will be out in several weeks. It's Alive is the name of it. We'll let you hear Todd sing You Might Think. Fox's hit drama Prison Break.